WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
There's a new biography of Theodor Herzl, the Czech-born founder of the Zionist movement. The book, called The Labyrinth of Exile, is by Ernst Powell, who's also written about another turn-of-the-century Czech citizen. Book critic John Leonard has a review.
In Ernst Powell's superb biography of Franz Kafka, The Nightmare of Reason, he told us that the godfather of alienation was in real life over 6 feet tall, good-looking, with lots of friends in Prague Café Society and the insurance business. Nor was Kafka's father such a rotten fellow. Kafka's problem was a Jewish identity crisis, and to understand that crisis, we had to understand Prague and the Austro-Hungarian Empire in the last decades of the 19th century. Powell, a novelist and critic born in Berlin and raised in Yugoslavia before moving to the United States, undertook to explain this cultural context with remarkable grace, somber intelligence, and surprising wit. In his equally compelling biography of Theodor Herzl, Powell tells us that the godfather of Zionism was a terrific journalist, a mediocre playwright, a manic depressive, and a self-hating Jew. Worshipped by his mother, doted on by his father, devoid of introspection, ignorant of Marx and Freud, amazingly untouched by the winds of change that revolutionized philosophy, literature, and the stage in his own generation, Herzl loved Wagner and was afraid of women. We can't understand him without understanding not only Prague, where he was born, and Vienna, where he grew up, but Paris, too, where as a reporter he discovered anti-Semitism, the Dreyfus case, and anarchism, the voluptuous pleasure of a great idea and of martyrdom. He was, says Powell, so emotionally constipated, so morbidly repressed and inhibited in the sexual sphere, that it's tempting to see his consuming devotion to the Zionist cause as a form of sublimated sexuality. If, an ironic Powell goes on, one accepts not only the broad Freudian premise of culture as the product of sublimation, but conceives of just about every human activity as sexually motivated, the conclusion becomes self-evident, as well as totally irrelevant, in that it fails to explain why Herzl, of all people, was moved to found Zionism, whereas another man's repressed desires make him practice psychoanalysis. This is Powell being wicked. He has already described the apocalyptic temper of Vienna as a product of the anguish of its Jews. He has gone into the extraordinary diaries, Herzl's romance with history. He's made himself at home in the onslaught of idea splinters and the eruption of the unconscious that created this Vatic visionary. He's sorted out the original plan, a mass conversion to Christianity, from subsequent revisions that might have settled the diaspora anywhere from Argentina to Uganda. He's followed Herzl from Vienna to Paris to London to Constantinople in search of favor from popes, emperors, sultans, czars, and Rothschilds. He's taken us to 3 Jewish national assemblies where Herzl the playwright hit upon an alchemy of mass manipulation that successfully transmuted fantasy into power. Powell disdains simple-mindedness. If Herzl, at age 44, essentially killed himself for the cause, Powell reminds us that heroism is seldom devoid of self-destructive impulses. There is, he says, a subtle but by no means insignificant difference between suicide and self-immolation. And if Herzl failed to notice that some Arabs happened to be there already in Palestine, well, so did everybody else.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine, is a columnist for New York Newsday, and is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed The Labyrinth of Exile by Ernst Powell.